listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks Nation, and welcome to another player preview for the 2024-2025 season for the New York Knicks. Today we have rookie Tyler Kolek, excited to get into a conversation about the intriguing rookie. Appreciate every single one of you tuning in and giving us your time. Let's get into it. Tyler Kolek, Chris, I mean, I feel like this conversation is going to be a fun one. Tyler Kolek is a very intriguing name. You know, went through summer league, balled out, and dare I say, you know, Knicks fans are kind of, you know, excited to watch this kid play. So I'm excited to talk about him.
Yeah, likewise. Tyler Kolek, look, did I know much about Tyler Kolek around draft time? No, I'm not going to lie to you. Had no clue who the kid was. But seeing him in summer league and obviously doing a little bit of research when the Knicks acquired him on draft night, this kid looks like he's a winner, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a sharpshooter. He can play defense pretty well. Obviously, as we saw in summer league, he can dish the rock. And look, he just seems to be the proven winner type, exactly what you want on a squad. And somebody who can potentially be a pretty important depth piece for us, you know, this season. So I'm also excited by Tyler Kolek. Curious, what's your opinion on him? Granted, I know he hasn't played a single minute yet in the NBA, but, you know, I'm excited for him.
I have a few thoughts about Kolek. You know, kind of rewind a little bit. The Knicks traded up for him in the second round. I think they traded 3 second-round picks, 2027, 2029, and 2030. So they traded up for Tyler Kolek. They targeted Tyler Kolek. They liked Tyler Kolek. They wanted Tyler Kolek. They drafted Tyler Kolek.
Yeah.
Then they gave him $6.6 million in guaranteed money, setting a new NBA record for a second-round pick. So they like this kid, Chris.
Yeah.
That tells me they liked him very much. Summer League, he impressed. His assist numbers were impressive. His turnover to assist rate was impressive. Now I know what you're going to say. It's Summer League. We saw Kevin Knox be the summer league king and turned out to be. But sorry, I had to bring that up.
He continued to be the summer league king because he played, you know, this past summer league, believe it or not. Yeah. So,
shout out to Kevin Knox. Yeah, shout out to Kevin Knox. So they traded those three picks for him. They acquired him. They targeted him. They gave him all that guaranteed money, setting a record.
Yeah.
So Kolek played 4 years in college, 1 at George Mason, 3 at Marquette. He led the NCAA in assists last season while averaging 15 points in 31 games and shooting 39% from 3. Big East Player of the Year in 2023. First team All Big East in 2023. So Knicks like him, Chris. And, you know, that just tells me that he has tons of fans within this organization. And it's just whether you think that he's going to crack the rotation. It's whether you think that he's going to come into training camp, impress Tom Thibodeau, have Tom Thibodeau trust him, because this is a critical year. This is a championship year, right? I mean, I wouldn't say this is our final team, but, you know, I mean, we're up there, top 2-3 team in the Eastern Conference. So yeah. from what you saw in the summer league, from what I just laid out there, the contract, the trading up, that just tells me they love him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, look, they definitely have, you know, they're definitely high on Tyler Kolek. That's no mystery, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're talking about a guy who early on in the NBA draft projections, he was supposed to be a first round pick. They were saying he could go anywhere from 25 to 29, 30. You know, regardless, that's first round draft pick area. Obviously, he goes 34 to the Portland Trail Blazers, and then we acquired his rights. Mm-hmm. But like you said, the Knicks definitely targeted him. And I think getting him at 34 is just a steal. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, like you said, shot 39% from three, you know, showed that he can be an elite playmaker. And, you know, even at Marquette, he was one of seven players in that program's history to be named All-American, you know.
He's good.
He's a winner. He's a winner, and that's what you want. You know, every single scouting report on Tyler Kolek was basically, look, this guy is ready to help right away. And with the Knicks looking to contend, especially after acquiring Mikal Bridges, obviously re-signing OG Anunoby, you know, knowing the flaws that we had last year when it came to the depth and players getting hurt, I think Tyler Kolek could be a big piece.
I'm glad you said he's a winner, because it seems like the Knicks are kind of building their team around winners. Obviously, Brunson won a championship, NCAA championship in Villanova, Mikal, Josh Hart, Dante. You can't really teach that DNA, like what it takes. So Knicks targeted him, they acquired him, they drafted him. And, okay, here's a scouting report from ESPN's Jonathan Givani. Hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Kolek picked opposing defenses apart last season out on pick and rolls, whipping the ball around to shooters, getting to floaters, and proving opportunistic in shooting. Like you said, Chris, 39% of his shots from beyond the arc. His average tools might make him divisive among NBA teams, but his approach and feel for the game will appeal to franchises looking for a backup point guard. So, you know, his passing ability, Chris, like from what I saw in his college days, I watched some college tape on him and his summer league. His passing ability was so impressive to me. And I feel like the Knicks, the reason why they targeted him was because of that. They kind of need that off the bench. They kind of need that passing ability. And it's just now it's just a question of, do you think that he will get substantial time? Obviously, you have Dante on the bench. You bring in Campaign. I'm not saying Campaign needs to play. You also have Hart off the bench, Deuce. So it's just, where do you find the time for Kolek? But like I think if he's going to come into training camp and if he's going to provide flashes in the preseason, you're going to have fans calling for him, and you're going to have fans wanting to see him play based on his passing ability alone. Because the Knicks are going to miss Hartenstein's passing. I'm not saying they like Kolek can, you know, make up for that, but it's just a different element to this team.
Yeah. But I understand that. And obviously he's not going to make up. Like he's, you know, iHeart was amazing for us, and look, two different positions there, but you know, I go back to Jonathan Givani, where he sheds a little bit more light on Kolek as far as his scouting report. And he mentioned Kolek has shown he can play off the ball as well, making, again, 39% of his three-point attempts the past two seasons, which should help him fit into multiple lineup configurations operating alongside other ball handlers. Mm. So to me, when I take that little excerpt and I just plug it into, you know, the situation of the Knicks, could we see, you know, I won't say Tyler Kolek and Jalen Brunson out there at the same time, but could we see Campaign and Tyler Kolek? Could we see Tyler Kolek and Deuce McBride at some point, you know?
I like that.
Maybe. But that's pretty damn interesting, you know? He's a guy that doesn't necessarily need the ball in his hands, but can also play alongside another guard out there, no problem. So, you know, I think, again, Tyler Kolek just kind of fits in well with this Knicks squad and kind of the positionless basketball type of deal we got going on. And look, he's a rookie, obviously. You know, saying that he's going to be on the court with Deuce McBride or even, you know, Campaign is a stretch in itself. But if this guy's the real deal and he plays as well as he did in summer league or close to what he did in college, it's going to be hard to keep him off the floor. You know, it's kind of giving me vibes of Emmanuel Quickly, you know. Granted, yes, it took Emmanuel Quickly, you know, couple seasons to kind of get that role and be that backup PG for us, or that spark plug, whatever you want to, you know, put his role at the time. But considering all the scouting reports are saying Kolek is ready to go, Would it really surprise you if he kind of hits the floor running?
No. I have a feeling we're going to see Kolek a lot this year. I truly do. Look, going back to what I said, the Knicks traded up for him. They gave him that guaranteed money. I have a feeling we're going to see Tyler Kolek within this rotation. What we saw from in Summer League, his vision is insane. Like it's amazing. You know, and that's a gift. You know, having a point guard like that with vision like that, getting guys in their spots, and like what Chris said, he can kind of play off of guys. He's already kind of like fans that they watch his Summer League performance, and he already, you know, a lot of fans were like, "Ooh,
we're hype."
I don't know. Tyler Kolek, okay, hitting game winners in Summer League, and
yeah, that's right,
dishing a Huck Porty, and he looked good, man.
Yeah, he had plenty of opportunities in Summer League to kind of like, you know, score. I felt if he wanted to, but you know, it almost seemed like they just said, "Hey, show us what you could do from a playmaking standpoint." And this man just went out there and rarely turned the ball over, which I feel like is just, again, I know it's Summer League, but what do you see in Summer League? Turnovers, turnovers, mm-hmm. turnovers. And he was just, you know, he was a floor general out there. He controlled the game, dished the ball well, got mad assists. And hopefully that's just a little bit of what's to come as far as Tyler Kolek.
And I feel like the Knicks, you know, they normally, you know, tell the coaching staff down in Summer League to, you know, tell certain guys to work on certain things. And I feel like the Knicks were, yeah. they wanted to see Tyler Kolek's passing ability. And look, that's just natural in his game in itself. But when he was trying to score more, Chris, I mean, we saw it, you know, his release is I like his shooting form. You know, his pad, like we said, his passing ability is pretty good. Summer League stats, 27 minutes, 9 points, 35% from the field, 31% from three, 90% from the free throw line. We love to see that, yep. Right? Good free throw shooters.
That shows you that he's a shooter, man. He's a shot maker. I believe he's a shot maker, man.
And if there's one thing we need on this Knicks team is a good free throw shooter.
Yes. Yes.
Because
please.
Yeah, I'm getting bad flashbacks, but 7 assists, one steal a game, half a block. Okay.
It's all over the floor.
So yeah, I mean, I'm really intrigued to watch Tyler Kolek this season, and like Chris said, the Knicks have a history of developing as well, you know, quickly do so. It gives me confidence that Kolek could be that next guy that really not take the throne, but kind of like take the baton and, you know, just run away with it. And I feel like his passing ability you're going to see a lot of Tyler Kolek highlights this year. And we got a lot of like TJ McConnell comparisons from Kolek, but Kolek quickly kind of like shut that down a little bit. He was like,
yeah,
I don't,
he didn't like that at all.
Don't compare me to this guy. But you could kind of, his defense needs a little bit of work, but you know, McConnell's kind of like that gritty guy, but gritty, tough defender. But I could see the comparisons. I could see them. Can you see them? You don't see them.
I mean, Chris, look, doesn't see them. We had Kolek when he was told about that, he was like, nah, I'm more like Jalen Brunson. So I like that, because I did, again, Summer League, you saw a little bit of the footwork, you know, and obviously we all know what Jalen Brunson does when Jalen Brunson's out on the basketball court. So I think it's gonna be, you know, hell, if I'm Tyler Kolek, I'm just ecstatic that I get the chance to pick Jalen Brunson's brain day in and day out and learn from, you know, not the tallest guy on the court, but one of the smallest, and learn how to be effective and just find ways to, one, obviously score, and then and two, run a team. You know, Tyler Kolek, I feel like all the potential's there, man.
Yeah,
the potential is there.
He is going to be picking Brunson's brain in practice and probably carrying the guy's bags, because he is a rookie. He's probably going to be doing all the rookie shenanigans that the guys put rookies through. But you know, I feel like this is a name to watch, Knicks fans. I feel like Kolek is going to be, you know, that player that's going to shock a lot of people around the NBA. I feel like that will happen. And maybe, look, I'm the optimistic Knicks fan who kind of thinks everyone's going to play really well and have a great season and nobody's going to play bad. But I don't know. I just have a feeling about this kid, Chris. It's just a feeling that I can't shake, really. And I don't know. It kind of reminds me of Deuce a little bit. You know, Deuce took a couple of years to get there, but I don't know. I just have a feeling about Kolek.
To me, he gives me Emmanuel Quickley vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Again, someone who coming in obviously was, you know, sold as a player who can eventually be a decent player. And we all saw what Emmanuel Quickley worked hard for and turned into. I think Tyler Kolek could take a similar type of path, maybe a little bit quicker because he seems to be more ready to go at the moment. So that's kind of the comparison. But I am extremely excited about Tyler Kolek because he's going to get an opportunity. He's going to get an opportunity, you know. Obviously, they're not going to want to run Brunson out there, you know, 45 plus minutes a game or something like that. And obviously, we do have guys like Campaign, but I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for Tyler Kolek to kind of get some minutes out there and, you know, get his feet a little bit wet in the NBA.
And also, when you, I'm just excited about watching him play with really nice pieces around him, like great talent around him. You know, when you surround a player that has the passing ability like Kolek, like Chris said, imagine you surround him with Brunson and then you have Ananobi and then you have Mikal or Dante and then you have a Julius or Mitch. You know, Mitch.
Yeah, even Mitch.
Loves those lobs and maybe Kolek unlocks that, right?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, I'm just excited to watch those types of lineups, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of different lineups the Knicks can tinker with. And look, he's a rookie, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing. You got to take a step back and, you know, look, it's first, you know, he's just drafted, hasn't played a single damn game in the NBA. But, you know, we can't help it, man. Like, hey, this is the Knicks Nation podcast. We're over here. We're going to hype up our guy, man. But I think he has the potential to be something, you know, special, you know. Obviously, it's going to be tough for him to get to Brunson's level, but I do think he can carve out his own little niche on this roster for sure, you know. Yeah. Simply doing what he does, playing alongside other guards, and obviously having the passing vision, having that feel of the game at, you know, at this point, you know, that's why I'm so hyped. If he has that type of a command over being able to run a team, having that feel to, you know, facilitate for others at this point, you know, he can only go up, in my opinion. So that's what gets me excited.
Yeah, and like we saw some of the passes in Summer League, really impressive stuff from Kolek. And like I said, you surround him with a boatload of talent around him. And I feel like we're in him for a special year, for not like a special year, but like a good season from Kolek.
Yeah, for sure. Like I mentioned, I feel like he's going to be a really important depth piece for us. And he's going to surprise some people out there, you know?
Yeah.
Again, a guy who was being mocked as being a first round pick who slipped a little bit.
Yep.
And again, thank you to Portland, which we seem to be doing, you know, deal after deal with. But again, hey, thank you, Portland, because, you know, Tyler Kolek, he's, you know, in my opinion, is going to have a bright future.
Yes, indeed. And look, Knicks have a lot of guards. So, you know, God forbid something was to happen, you know, injuries happen, you know, Kolek can just, you know, hopefully step in there, and we don't want injuries to happen, but it's the nature of the game. Injuries happen. You know, no one really stays healthy besides Mikal Bridges, knock on wood.
Yeah.
don't want that to happen. But yeah, I'm excited for this season, for this rookie season from Kolek, you know, an actual, I feel like he is a hidden gem. I feel like he was a gem. The Knicks targeted him and they gave him that guaranteed money. And he has a bunch of fans within this Knicks organization. And I'm just really intrigued from this upcoming season from Kolek, Chris. Anything? Oh, bold prediction.
Oof.
For Tyler Kolek.
I say bold. Tyler Kolek will shoot bold. Hmm. All right, let me think about it. Bold prediction. Tyler Kolek will become the backup point guard. Spelling okay. Jalen Brunson.
Okay. So he could be the backup already.
Then I guess I could say, yeah. I was going to say he probably would have to leapfrog Deuce McBride as well. But again, like I mentioned earlier, I feel
that's
like
not happening, Chris.
I feel like you could kind of like, you know, you could have Kolek and Deuce out there.
Yeah, you can.
You know? Yeah. So that's my opinion. But that'll be my bold prediction. He's gonna leapfrog and be that backup point guard once Jalen Brunson comes off the floor. You know? Because again, if he's able to facilitate the way he has been, mm-hmm. and again, I know it's summer league, can't really take much from it, but if he's able to do that at the NBA level, I feel like that's the perfect type of player you want to come in mm-hmm. when Jalen Brunson is getting his rest. Because you got somebody who can run the show and keep things going.
Yeah. Bold prediction. I feel like we will see a game this season of 14 assists, 15 assists from Kolek.
Damn.
You know, I feel like there's a game in there this season. If he starts, could you imagine him doing that off the bench? That'd be crazy.
That'd be dope.
I feel like he can give us like six, seven assists off the bench. That's a lot. I mean, don't know how much he's gonna play, but if he gives us that 5, 6, 7 assists averaging off the bench and working on his 3-point shot, we're in for a good season for Mr. Tyler Kolek.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you guys haven't seen the videos of Tyler Kolek and Jalen Brunson going at it
Black Ops.
In the Black Ops runs, go and check that out because, hey, Brunson looks like Brunson, thankfully. And Tyler Kolek, man, he looks like he's holding his own out there. So check that out if y'all haven't seen that.
Yes, sir. Check it out. All right, this was fun. Another player preview in the books. Tyler Kolek, hope for a great year from him. This was fun, Chris. This was fun.
Can't wait to see Tyler Kolek on the NBA floor for the Knicks, man. Let's go. Whenever it happens, you know. I'm assuming preseason. So
game one. Let's go.
Can't
Celtics
wait,
game winner. Celtics. Nah, let me stop.
Now that's a bold prediction there.
That's a bold prediction. All right. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Peace. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.